Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
We thought that we had to eat all of our food before we went and sat down. And everyone else was sort of eating their picnic.
Everyone else took theirs to the picnic blankets where you were supposed to frickin' eat them.
Welcome to the secret world of slimming clubs on the Secret Recordings Network. If you've ever told someone you've maintained when actually you've not weighed, then this is the podcast you need. I'm Katie, and with me are my fellow dieters, Jo.
Never done that myself. Hi.
I have. And Victoria.
Basically, every time you say that I maintain, this is what you say happens.
Exactly right, Victoria. Thank you for confessing.
Hello.
Right, let's start with our first update, and it's from Victoria.
I am here again, outside another church, another group, to potentially join again for the millionth time. I'm still really, really undecided about what I want to do. I don't know whether to start again or continue with the hard work I have already put into Slimming World and losing weight. I feel a little bit nervous, actually. I'm not bothered about joining a new group. I'm quite a chatty, confident person, meeting new people. But I think it's the accountability of just how much I have just not given a shit is going to become really, really apparent. And I think I might be quite angry at myself for letting it go on as long as I have and not really taking responsibility for what I'm putting in my mouth. This time next week, I'm going to have a really, really big loss. And that is going to keep me going.
Exciting times.
Oh, is it though? Is it?
Exciting times. So fill us in. You've actually been to a new group, which is great.
Joined a new group. I have a leader who has texted me 5 times already this week.
Wow. So,
I am well and truly in that group now. Yeah. I am getting called babe and hun like you wouldn't believe. It is real. Yeah, so guys, I've had a gain.
Sure,
Since I last weighed in at group. So my last official group weigh-in was the 12th of April.
Of course,
so it was a while ago, okay? I have really been living my best life. And again, I just want to put this out there. The boys do make you fat. let's not forget that. So I have put on not 5 pounds, not 10 pounds. I've put on 14 pounds and a half.
Wow.
Which is a stone and a half.
Well, that's incredible. Awesome.
Thank you. Yeah, I there was a moment where I was just like, I don't know whether I'm actually proud of this or genuinely disgusted with myself. It was a fine line.
Pride is the only emotion you need.
Uh-huh. Oh God. It was a moment, and I was just like, yeah, okay, fine, right, that's that number. I could have felt worse. I genuinely could have felt worse because I knew it was happening, so at least I wasn't in denial about it.
No.
But it was definitely the shock that I needed. 1,000,000%, because I don't want that. I don't want this.
Wow.
It honestly shocked me that much that it has completely changed how I'm seeing everything now, which is really, really good. And I am determined to have like a really, really good loss on Friday.
Yeah, you could get a half stone this week.
Definitely.
Easy. Yeah, definitely. That's my plan.
Did you rejoin?
No, I didn't rejoin because I had, there was a lot of messages that we had from listeners because I was really, really undecided. And there was quite a few people said, oh, I had the same thing and I rejoined and I really regretted it not having like the previous like certificates and things, you know, not counting or whatever. And my target from when I first started Slimming World to my target is 6 stone. That is what I want to lose. And I thought, no, I just want to carry on. So yeah, I rejoined, I paid the fee, faced my weight gain and just going from there. But I feel a lot better. Like I can already tell that I'm eating better. Yes. I don't feel as sluggish. I am calorie counting. I'm not necessarily following the Slimming World. I already feel better. Good. And yeah, it was the shock that I needed. I
mean, you have been weighing at home though. So like what's the difference between home scales and like official scales?
Well, home scales don't count.
Well, yeah, the thing is I went straight to work, so I couldn't actually step on my scales to see how different they were and whether they were actually the same. But I did weigh in 2 days after being on an all-day sesh with the girls last Wednesday, and I did have a cup of tea and my breakfast before I weighed in on Friday morning as well. Just, you know, really, really, yeah, you know, really get that high number there, just so I could have a good loss this week. But yeah, it's all good. This is it, guys. No, not going to be that weight again for the millionth time.
So it'll be interesting then, because you've got scales at home. It will be. I'm quite fascinated to see the difference then if you weigh yourself at home next week and before you go to group.
Yeah.
Yeah, and see what the difference is then. Yeah,
because,
definitely.
Because
yeah,
the scales were accurate. Yeah. Last group you went, weren't the scales
similar to yours? Yeah, they were.
They
were bang on, exactly the same. Yeah, so it will be interesting. But, you know, in True Me style, I am away again this weekend.
Oh, no.
That's another weekend off plan. But this is how I've done it. I've done it to weigh on a Friday so I can have my weekends a bit more flexible.
Oh, yeah, true, of course.
Right. Hopefully it will go in my favour.
I've got a question for you.
Yeah, go on.
Are you busy Monday night at 7 o'clock?
No, I don't think I am. Why? What are
Do
we doing?
You
are
like
we going
donuts?
Out?
No, no. This is not donut related. What I'm going to say to you now is I've got I'm going to send you a pin of where I'm going to be somewhere and I want you to come to that location. All you're going to need is a water bottle.
Oh,
no.
Sorry.
Water bottle and some leggings.
Oh.
That sounds a lot like exercise to me.
Right. It's a date. I'm booking you 7 o'clock on Monday.
Okay. All right, I will give this a go. I'm willing to give you the benefit of the doubt, and I will join you wherever you're going to be.
Do you have oxygen in your car? Because do bring that as well.
Yeah, I'm a little bit scared, especially after a weekend away, boozy weekend away.
Let's get you back on track straight away. Let's do it.
This has come from Katie.
I know.
Yeah,
I know.
Our new consultant.
It genuinely could be anything with Katie.
Exactly.
Exciting. Yes, definitely.
Let's move on to our excuse of the week. This one's coming from Kirsten Harmony. She says, I don't know if this counts as an excuse, but I was into the wine on vacation last week, which led to an online shopping. And apparently I bought myself 4 dozen packs of macaroni and cheese flavour boosts. A terrible choice to begin with, but I also didn't realise every packet of flavour came with a box of Kraft dinner. So I was pretty surprised when almost 100 servings of mac and cheese showed up at my front porch. Do not wine and shop.
It's a good excuse.
Fucking hell. Do we even know what that is?
I don't even know what any of that is, but
think
it sounds great.
She sent a picture and yeah, it's pretty much, it looked like cardboard, all of it. So yeah, I mean, I'm guessing it's mac and cheese and then you can flavour it with a bacon flavour or whatever, but 100 portions she's got to go through.
I mean, essentially though, that's just a snack.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah, but I mean,
pasta, so
is it like super noodles, but you have to have the super noodles light, so it's what, half a sin, not 10 sins or something?
Oh, if you make your own macaroni cheese, it can be sin-free.
Yeah.
I'm guessing this isn't.
No, maybe not.
But Kirsten, do get back in touch, let us know.
And work your way through it all.
Don't whine and shop.
A reminder that if you want more of this podcast, you can join our Patreon page. For £3 a month, you get up to 4 bonus episodes and access to our Zoom parties, which are on the first Thursday of each month. And £100 is won every single time. Just let us know the treat theme, what it should be for the next meeting. We've had donuts for the last 2.
Yeah, somebody... I don't remember the name, but it is somebody's birthday. the next Zoom, and they have already suggested that we all bring cake.
Okay.
I'm up for cake. I was thinking a cupcake.
Yeah, I think any cupcake. Form of cake.
Yeah, that would be
with
nice.
With a candle in.
Yeah, rice cake if you're on plan. No?
Oh! Yes, no. Not rice cake!
Search for us on the Patreon app or go to patreon.com/secretslimpod. Before we move on to our next update, let's get some of the messages you've sent us at Secret Slim Pod on Instagram, Twitter and Facebook. And you can also join the Secret World of Slimming Clubs community group on Facebook so you can chat with other listeners of the podcast and us too.
Karen Colley says, does anyone else eat all the temptation in the house before starting a diet? I'm back to Slimming World on Tuesday, so temptation is free this week and sinned next week. I've no choice but to stuff my face between now and Tuesday. It is the
approved
only thing to do.
Yeah, absolutely.
Really proper go for it. Because I feel like if you have a binge week like that, your first week, even though you've put on 5 pounds, you do lose a full half stone, and it really motivates you beautifully.
I find, though, if I don't have the stuff in, I don't want it. I don't think about it. But when I know that it's in, it makes me want it more.
Yeah, I agree. And I can't have it in, and most things I can't have in the house if they're multi-packs, because once I've had one, I go, oh, fuck.
That's it, the whole pack's gone.
yeah, exactly right.
Claire Jones says, if your 15-year-old daughter is watching a programme she watched as a toddler and says that she feels old, is necking down a bottle of wine sin-free?
Approved. Again, approved.
Bloody I think hell. Having a teenager would make any wine or alcohol sin-free, to be honest, so approve, Claire.
A teenager feeling old. I feel great right now.
Kirsty Eleanor says, I went on holiday with my future husband and my soon-to-be in-laws for a week in Broadhaven. My diet plan appears to have been stodge. We ate out twice a day, every day, and drank copious amounts of wine. I nearly shit myself when I weighed in today. And I've pulled a Victoria.
Oh.
I am 1.5 pounds down.
Fantastic.
The proper diet starts tomorrow as I have my wedding dress fitting at the end of November. God, that's ages away.
Yeah.
But I'm feeling very smug. Bonus, future husband just weighed himself and I heard a little scream which suggests he didn't also pull a Victoria. Oh, well.
Fiona Eagle says, I'm off to rejoin again. Slimming World, 6-week countdown. I'm so bloody hungry, but not eating till after weigh-in. I've had more comebacks than Frank Sinatra. Let's see if I can stay for longer than a week.
Oh,
my God, we've all been there. 50,000 times. But not our fault in the last 18 months. No. COVID's fault. Yeah. COVID's fault.
Like a lot of things, actually.
Yes, exactly right.
Health Helmet says, I've heard a few people say that they are doing a combination of hashtag CC and Slimming World. How does this work in practice? I am still fully in diet denial and in clear need of finding another diet to research, buy a new notebook for, and aim to start on Monday with. I'd happily go for a hybrid version, given I've tried everything else.
As queen of multiple diets at once, let me tell you, it does not work.
I mean, it definitely does.
No.
Yeah,
it definitely does. No. If you can CC if you go and get weighed at Slimming World. Like, no. That's approved.
It's illegal.
And Sarah Johnson Jessup Hallett says,
is got enough names?
Yeah, I know. Is it too early to start off plan till Jan?
Yeah, nice. How many years are we doing off plan till Jan?
Stop it now.
Every year.
Every single
25
year.
Pounds off for 25 weeks. It's going well for Sarah, clearly.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
She's given
and
up already.
Proving that, forgetting that we're all in this new challenge.
Everyone whose message gets read on the podcast receives a No Shame in a Game sticker. Just get in touch with your name and address.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Let's move on to our next update, and it's Jo.
I've had a fairly good week up until London with Katie, so if anything happens today, blame her. I had a NSV, non-scale victory, as I was walking out of a supermarket. I didn't take a bag in with me, forgot. So I had everything in my hand. So it wasn't until I was walking towards the exit, I realised I don't have any spare hands to pull my jeans up, which are almost falling off my arse. Anyway, half a pound to my one stone award, but I've had a weekend away and it's been England and Wimbledon. So today, let me fess up. I'm in the lightest dress I've got.
Cheat.
And flip-flops.
I was right to have a pound in hand for the Vans that I wore last week. I was right to have a pound in hand for the jeans I wore, because guess who's nail dieting? Lost half a pound, exactly. Got my one stone award. Woo, woo, woo. Whatevs.
Got a dance at the end for you.
Woohoo! Welcome to One Stone.
Oh my god!
After a weekend away, we had prosecco.
We did.
I'm going to say you pulled a Victoria here.
Jo, I think I did.
I think this is something that I would have done back in the day.
I think I did. And at my age, in fact, I had a message from somebody saying, "Oh, you can do it at your age," and I went, "Whoa, whoa, whoa! Hang on a second. Let's wait a few weeks, guys, and use that excuse again.
You can do it your age if you cheat. If you wear a summer dress and flip-flops when you've been in jeans and Vans the week before.
It was just sunny, wasn't it?
No! On Monday, it definitely was not sunny.
I genuinely... Call me a cheat if you want, but I have not broken any rules, and I have all I've done is work the system.
You've worked the system and got away with a 1.5 pound gain.
And I have still not put on any weight since I joined Slimming.
How many weeks has it been now?
When did I join? Well, let's go through the weight loss.
I lost half a stone in the first week. I maintained for two.
I think I did it in the first week.
No, you lost half a stone in the first week.
Oh, yeah, brain fog. Okay. Repeat that again. Then I maintained for two. Then I lost two.
Mm-hmm.
Then I lost half, right?
You're doing very
well. 5 weeks.
Okay, well done.
Six weeks, Joe. Whatever it is. Anyway, I will accept the well done's and congratulations. And let this be a lesson to anybody just starting.
Oh my God, here she goes.
As the expert on this podcast, if you think you've had a good week, be brave, people. Be brave and put slightly heavier clothes on and save those light dresses and flip-flops. And I'm speaking to the men too. Save those light dresses and flip-flops.
But when you need to cheat.
Until a week where you potentially need a little bit of help. That's all I'm saying.
It's been so long since there's actually been like an award on the podcast.
Yeah, I know.
So I won't be on to the next one until I get my
And I am the award winner.
Okay.
Half a stone, done. Week one, go.
I'm going to race past you soon, don't worry.
Interesting. Interesting. Have you put... Oh, well, we'll find out. I mean, next week, if Victoria's actually gone with 2 kilo weights in her pocket.
Oh, that's what I was thinking, actually.
No, I'm gonna be all right this week. I'm confident.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Don't need to. Don't need flip flops for me or light dresses. Nope.
Oh. Well, we'll see. Keep this recording.
We will see.
Keep this recording.
Every week we take nominations for a hero. This is someone who's gone above and beyond and bravely built up the courage to lie in public about their food consumption. Jackie Rain says, I was having a pub lunch one day and this lady was at another table by herself and ate a full three-course meal. When she'd finished and paid, she moved to another table in the pub and ordered another three-course meal. I didn't know whether to be shocked or impressed.
Impressed.
No. That's amazing. I went for lunch by myself the other day. I took
myself
off for
fine.
A pub lunch.
That's not a problem.
And I had two courses.
At different tables.
But you didn't have six.
That's very true. Maybe they were small portions.
That's a brave thing to do, though.
Yeah.
I'm someone else now. I'm at a different table.
Maybe she had a split personality.
Maybe I look this exactly the same.
If you were going to do it, I would go to another restaurant. I'd go to a completely different place. Yeah. Not just move tables.
Yeah, or hoodie off for one. Hoodie on for two.
I mean, fair play to her. She was obviously having a great day.
Yeah, definitely.
If you want to nominate yourself for a hero of the week, we are at Secret Slim Pod on our socials. Every hero, including Jackie Rains, wins a piece of merch of their choice from our Etsy store. Right now, let's get on last update, and it's from me.
I do feel like this is going to be deja vu for a lot of you. I have not been on plan again this week. I had an unusual few days, so went down to London for an awards ceremony with Joe, and we got given a picnic basket for that, which had white bread sandwiches in, sausage rolls, scotch eggs, a slab of chocolate cake, a mini Victoria sponge, crisps, a can of cider, all the amazing things. So I could have scraped it back yesterday and got back on plan. I didn't. I went to my sister's and had a barbecue for my niece's birthday and ate two slices of cake there as well. So, you know, just not been very good.
Forgive me, Margaret, for I have sinned. And sinned and sinned, because I have gained this week, and I've not gained 1 pound or 2 pounds or 3 pounds. I have had a 4 pound gain in the space of a week. So I've given myself a good stern talking to. I have come back from weighing and I have started batch cooking. I've also on the go got myself out my Slimming World cookbook.
Yeah.
And I am calorie counting, so I am painfully going through every recipe and counting calories and writing the calorie content on them per portion. That's how serious I am now.
Sounds. No holds barred now, that's it, done.
How many tubes of Pringles are we talking here for a 4 pound gain?
Oh, fuck knows, Victoria. For those people who've not heard the reasoning behind this, I was eating Pringles every time there was an England match on, just because. That's what you're supposed to do, isn't it? Pringles, they renamed them.
Yeah, they told us to.
And then, so I did that for the first few matches and everyone said I had to carry on doing it because apparently that was the reason why England would win, lose or draw.
Mm. Yeah.
Obviously, I ate a tub.
Okay, question.
They lost.
When did you go to bed on Sunday night? Before extra time?
Yeah.
Oh, right. Yeah, interesting.
Oh, there we go then. It's all your
fault. So you ate Pringles during the full,
the match.
During the first 90
Pringles
minutes?
During the first 90
where
minutes.
We were fine.
Right, here we go then. It's coming out now, isn't it?
No,
extra time and penalties. No Pringles consumed.
No, I didn't. I went to bed.
And it all went to shit.
Unbelievable.
Interesting, Katie. Kept that freaking quiet.
No, I got woken up and said, to be told the score. I was really fucked off and annoyed. And I was contemplating and I said, I'm finishing the Pringles off because I was so cross.
You deserve because you are now partly responsible. Which you kept very quiet.
We lost because of you. Thank you.
Stop it. No. But let's talk about this picnic basket on Saturday because that was incredible. That's the first time. Oh, Victoria, honestly, the first time in a long time that I've had a cheese sandwich with white bread. And it sounds like the most...
one. It was in cling film.
It was a sweaty cheese sandwich. It was delicious. And then we had these little scotch eggs.
It sounds like there was a lot of beige in the picnic basket.
A lot of beige.
Oh,
yes. Beige.
So much beige.
100% beige.
Yeah. I mean, there were no sort of classy alternatives. And the cider was nice as well. And
oh, can of cider kind of in a field.
You great girls day you two had on Saturday.
All the glamour. Can of cider.
Can I just say, they gave these portions and I shit you not, Victoria, we both got exactly the same things put into this box.
Yeah.
But Joe's slab of chocolate cake was at least twice the size of mine.
I ate it twice as fast.
And this was it. We had only had half an hour between when we picked our picnic basket up and we had to go and sit in this big tent for these awards. And we thought
being the twats we were, that we had to eat all of our food before we went and sat down. So I ate 4 sandwiches, 2 scotch eggs, a sausage roll, 2 bits of cake. Obviously didn't eat the berries. And a packet of crisps before we sat down. Everyone else was sort of eating their picnic.
Everyone else took theirs to the picnic blankets where you were supposed to freaking eat them. And we downed it. I had to put loads in my bag. I thought someone get it down me quick enough.
Oh, that's brilliant. God. Anyway, draw the line now.
But you see, I mean, I don't want to sing my own praises here.
Oh, for God's sake. Yes, you do.
But the next day, I was straight back on the I turned down a free bacon sandwich.
Yeah.
Turned it down the day after. I just had an on-plan
But you
breakfast.
Can have a bacon sandwich on Simon Road.
It was on the train, so it was a big ciabatta.
Yeah.
As big as, what I've longer
not,
than my
what
head.
What I've not told you is when I was going to the train station, because I got the train back the night before, I called at Greg's because I wanted a coffee and had a caramel donut on top of everything else we've had. Me and Joe had just eaten like a massive burger for tea.
Good burger and chips for tea.
And then on the train, I just picked up a Rocky Road and ate that as well. Like, what was I thinking? What diet was I following?
I have less sympathy for you now.
What did your leader say at £4 gain?
She didn't say anything. I weighed, and the way lady weighed me, and she was busy with somebody else, and I didn't stay to group.
Oh my God. No wonder she didn't say anything. You weren't there.
I ran away. Oh, I couldn't face it. I could not face anything. So, but like I said, I've drawn a line. I'm on plan now. I have been through that new Fast and Furious book or whatever it is, Fast and Speed
Fast
or whatever. Fast and Filling.
Is it?
Fuck.
You should know, Joe.
Another new Slimming World book. It's the same recipes, but with a bit of herbs on, I think. And so I'm making 2 of the recipes from there. I've batch cooked. I've calorie counted.
It sounds to me like you're doing Slimming World and you won't admit
Guess what?
That's what it sounds
like.
No,
because this morning I've had a Chia Bircher from the Fast 800 website.
Oh, for God's sake.
Full fat coconut milk in.
Ooh.
All for calorie counting.
Have you?
Yeah, that's nice.
Have you calorie counted that chocolate we had for breakfast?
Yeah, I have.
Okay, good.
We didn't have chocolate for breakfast. I had 2 pieces of caramel chocolate.
For breakfast?
For 70 calories. Yes, I did.
Okay, good.
We logged it.
It's delicious.
I have logged it. And do you know what I did? The first thing I had this morning wasn't coffee. I had lemon in boiling water. I had lemon water, people. I am on for a huge loss.
Yes,
this week.
You are.
So there we go.
Stay
tuned.
It feels like you and Victoria are in competition this week.
I wouldn't say competition. I feel like we should be supportive.
I think we're on different journeys at this moment in time. I might not be supportive of her on Monday when I find out what she's making me do.
Oh, you're going to love it.
You will
love this. I promise you will love this. It's like nothing you've ever done before. Mm. I promise.
Oh my God. Does she need insurance?
I feel like I might
do. Actually, checked.
Actually, you
have
said
you got life
that. actually, you did say though to only like for leggings in a water bottle. Like, am I going to be topless? Like, do I need to wear
clothes?
Like,
100 t-shirt too.
T-shirt and a t-shirt.
Producer
as well.
Paul
okay,
does
that's
have
fine.
To be there. For okay, podcast reasons.
That's fine. I just wanted to be specific because you did just say water bottle and leggings, so I just thought I better check.
She did say heels are optional.
Oh, look at Paul's face.
Interesting.
Send pics.
Now on to the least supportive diet partner nominations. Today's has come from Dawn Coop. She says, least supportive diet partner, Gareth Southgate in the England team. Yes, I agree. It was a thing to have burger and chips on the sofa as the match started and drink copious amounts of certain tequila beer.
Oh, nice.
I couldn't break that while we were on a roll. And if that's not enough, I had a stonking hangover that needed feeding. Chicken nuggets at 10 a.m. is just taking one for the team.
Yes,
right?
It is.
Right, Dawn, get back in touch. Did you have another burger and chips during extra time? I can't stress this enough. We've got to keep it going.
Oh, actually, yeah, this oh, that's another thing that I did have before weigh-in on Friday morning. I had a chippy dinner on Thursday night because I was so hungover from the day before that I couldn't face cooking. So not only had I gone to group having had my breakfast and my cup of tea, I was also going on a full stomach of chips and battered sausage from the night before.
You two have got big losses coming.
I hope so.
Because you'd had a bit of a binge.
It couldn't
week,
have been any worse, yeah. Actually, when I think about it.
Slimmer of the week, let's get some more of your stories.
Meg Simpson says, I was absolutely, definitely 100% going to group tomorrow without a shadow of a doubt. I promise I was. Is it my fault I got the ping from the COVID app and have to self-isolate for another 6 days?
Oh, I was praying for that on Sunday night, I tell you.
Holly's Bows and Slows says, I'm new to your podcast. Apparently, even my Alexa knows I need to lose weight and refuses to play music for my alarm in the morning. About 2 weeks ago, I woke up to laughing women going on about donuts. Yeah, that's definitely us, isn't it? Bloody Alexa just kept putting you on. Today, I've resigned to the fact that I need a new wardrobe in the next size up for my holiday in a couple of weeks. And yep, the new Krispy Kremes are so fucking nice. I've actually downloaded the podcast app to listen to you more and joined your Facebook group. So thank you for the upbeat. Who gives a shit if I'm not losing weight? Motivation.
Oh my God, that's so Alexa recommended us. That's amazing.
I love Alexa.
And Jasmine says, just popped into my shop for a bottle of water and the orange Malteser buttons were staring at me by the tills. I just had to rescue a bag and bring them home. Really tasty and not bad for 166 calories. Since the 1st of January this year, I've lost 5 stone. Humble
what?
Brag. And yeah. Having treats like this helps me keep going and not going back to old habits of binge eating because I've restricted myself. Five Jasmine, stone. You are my hero.
That's amazing.
Anyone else your hero?
Joe.
Anyone else your hero today?
No, don't think so. No.
Just Jasmine. Okay.
Just Jasmine, who's got herself a No Shame in a Game sticker along with everybody
well
else
done.
Whose message was read out on the podcast. Right, it's time to crown this week's Slimmer of the Week. Last week, Joe won.
Yeah, well deserved.
Well done, you.
And it is a shame I can't win again after my 1 stone certificate that I got at Slimming World. So I have to choose between you two crazy eaters.
Yeah, but I've gone,
Victoria.
I've gone back to group, right, which is, you know, I didn't want to go, but you made me go. So that's, you know,
sure.
Did it for the podcast. And sure. I had to deal with putting on a stone on, Joe. Imagine my horror. I need this.
Interesting. Katie?
Joe, your chocolate cake was bigger than mine.
I know, it was so nice.
That wasn't fair. Also, I wasn't going to drink any alcohol on Saturday because I was driving home afterwards. But Joe convinced me to drink the Prosecco, two glasses of, and the can of cider. So I really feel like three of those pounds.
What?
Out
no,
of four
hold on.
Were
no,
down
no,
to
no.
Joe.
What about the trip to Greg's and the Rocky Road?
Cool, cool.
I had to fill my stomach up after so much alcohol.
And you made us lose the football because you didn't eat Pringles and you got to bed.
Oh God, which is frigging unforgivable.
Right. Here's something that might sway you though.
Go
right
on.
After recording this, I can't stay on for extra portions. I've got to go and get my second COVID jab. Mm. So what you should do is give it me.
Because then Victoria and I are on extra portions
for the biscuit.
Playing the competition for the biscuit. You're absolutely right. And that is why Katie is Slimmer of the Week.
God bless the COVID jab.
Right, well, I better get it next week. I'm telling you now. I better get it next week.
Let's see how we get on. You may or may not agree with this. You might want to nominate yourself for Slimmer of the Week.
There's no point. You won't get it.
Socials. We are at Secret Slim Pod on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. So whether you're slimming,
only Victoria can campaign for Slimmer of the Week after a 14-pound gain.
14 and a half.
Yes, let's not forget the half. I mean, they could have let that go, couldn't they? But no.
So whether you're slimming or sinning, remember there's no shame in a game.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.